Okay, let's start from 21, okay, guys? From yesterday? Here we go. Okay. Lefi the Sefer Bikuri Aretz, what was the Machlokes in Rashi against the Rif and the Rama Lagavi Hefsek Bracha? All these Heterim of Tul Baruch and Have Melech Ale Liftun and Gvul Turi, which we said were the three Shitas in the Gemara says does not constitute a Hefsek. Now, we had two approaches. Rashi, it's an issue of Hefsek Bracha. Rashi always associates the things with the bracha. If the things you're interrupting for is for the sake of the bracha, then that doesn't constitute a suffix. That's the sheet of Rashi. Rashi says, Tu Baruch, it's always talking about the notion of the bracha. Even though you talk in the middle, he says, not considered to be a hefzik v'gavdach. It's all tzorach bracha. Tzorach bracha, fine. If it's not tzorach bracha, it's not fine. Rashi always associates with the, if you're mafzik with tzorach bracha, it's fine. If it's not the tzorach bracha, it's not fine. Meaning the machlokas between Rav, good to see you, Shmuel. The machlokas between Rav, Rav Yochanan, and Rav Shesh is what constitutes tzorach bracha. Rav says it's tul baruch. Rav Yochanan says aviyu melech aviyu liftim. Rav Shesh says it's gvil turi. But the bottom line is that the concept of Rashi is that it is hefsek l'tzorach bracha, and they're arguing what is considered to be tzorach bracha. Nate, you got me? This is the sheet of Rashi, the Beis Yosef says it, and the Mordechai says the same thing. If you start talking about things that are not shaykh to Amotzi, then in a Hanami, Rashi with the Beis Yosef and Mordechai would say you need a new bracha. Okay? Whereas the Rif and the Rambam, remember what the Rif's Girsa was? I'm glad he asked me to do this one again, because the Rif's Girsa was Tul Kruch, not Tul Baruch. Tul Kruch, Tul Kruch. So what did that mean? That meant to say that as long as it's Latzorach the Seuda, that's fine. And the Rambam is the same thing in Perachalafalachaches. He says, even if you direct the guy, hey, you eat, give it to Ploni D, give it to Ploni Lead. Give it to Ploni Lead has nothing to do with your bracha. Giving to Ploni Lead is to be a nice guy. It's Latzorach the Seuda. And you see from the Rif in the Rambam that if you're Mafsik Latzorach Seuda, it's fine. The Machlokas is, what is Sarach Seuda? Okay? That answers number 21.
So Bikur Aretz says it's Sarach Bracha.
Well said, correct. That's what they're arguing in the Gemara. Okay? Let's continue now, okay? We actually, remember we said that was Meduyuk, that, you know, with Rav, remember if you kept the Girsa Rif, the Rif changed it to Shmuel, remember? He changed it to Shmuel about giving your Behemah before. Because in Rav's eyes, it's better you better change the Girsa, because in Rav's eyes, Rav didn't think that was enough of a tzorach suda to give it to an animal. He was the one who was the Baal member that did that you're supposed to give your food to before your ounce. But he didn't view that enough as being tzorach suda, and that's why it's a good switch if you switch it to Shmuel. That answers number 21. Okay, 22. What's the machloikis, the Ramah and the Taz, Legabi Iker and Tafel, and how is this with Kusher to Hefset? Please get this. So we had a very fascinating situation that comes up in the Ramah and Simin Reshid Bey Sif Aleph. If a person has to drink some liquor and he doesn't want to drink it on an empty stomach, it might hurt him. So he's going to eat some berries before to be able to what? Get his mouth, his palate ready to drink the shtia. And the Ramah has a big chiddush that the food you're eating first is really tafel, even though you're eating it first, but it's tafel to get you ready for the drink, the liquor. So he says it's a shahakal. That was Ramah's chiddush, that if you eat the berries of tafel first, it's a shahakal. You remember that? Remember that, Sam? Mm-hmm. Okay, so the Taz jumped all over that Ramah and said, I don't understand. What's the big deal? Why can't you just what? Say a shahakal or a bripri agafel, whatever on the liquor is. Let's say it's wine. Let's say it's wine you're having. So you're going to say a bripri agafel. Just say a bripri agafel on the wine, throw a berry in your mouth, and then what? Drink. Why do you have to what? Why do you have to eat the berry before with a bracha and then go on to just do that in the middle? And the Ramah said, and the Taz says, not a hefsik. Look at Tul Baruch. Look at Malei Lichtun. All those things are not hefsiks. So he says, this also shouldn't be a hefsik. No?
You should make a
shahakal
on the...
You should say a bray per yagofen on the wine and just pop a berry in before you drink the wine. And that shouldn't be a hefsik. If Tul Baruch's not a hefsik, this shouldn't be a hefsek either. Eating the berry should not be a hefsek between your brapery of guffin and drinking the actual wine. That's what the Taz challenges in the Ramah. And the Taz stands on this end and says it gives another answer, because since the biri is a different type of hana than the wine, you can't do that. But you say in you see in Hilchos Hefsek, the Taz had no problem with you what? The Taz had no problem with you what? Popping the biri in your mouth between the Brei Pirkei Avos and the wine. No? You understand what I'm saying? He had to stand on his end and give an answer because a different type of hana, that's why it's not right, we don't do it. But Mitzad Hefsek, what? It wouldn't be a problem. So the Bikur Yoritz wants to say, and get this down, that the Taz is working with whose shita? The Taz is working with the shita of what? That it's mafsik litzarech what seuda. And this would be litzarech seuda. He holds like the Ram and the Rif. And therefore, if he holds like the Ram and the Rif, the bottom line is the only reason why you can't do this because of a different type of anah. But if you hold, if you ask Shita's Rashi, what would Rashi say to that? Forget about it. Because Rashi says you cannot have a hefsik between the what? The bracha and what? And you're actually eating. And that would definitely constitute, that's not the tzarech bracha. It's not the tzarech bracha to pop a berry in your mouth because you want to be able to drink this wine comfortably, not on an empty stomach. It's nothing to do with the bracha of Brei Pirkei Avos. It has to do with tzarech suda. Well, in Rashi's eyes, tzarech suda is not a hefsik. Yes? So that was a beautiful nafkamina that we gave from the Sefer Bikur Yoritz. Please get that, okay? Please get it. Okay, that answers 20 what? 22, 23. What are the two drachim in order to learn Tosus Lagabe the Shechita? Remember we said, originally I missed it.
That was between the Shechitas and I...
Okay, good. When the guy, when Tosus and Memam and Alpha asks, you know, he says, okay, you do all these things, Kiddush, you know, there's you do all these things where there's not a hefsik. Remember Tosus quoted a few examples? Kiddush, Lashtia. Remember that? If you start schmoozing between Kiddush and Shtia, it's a problem. Unless you do something that's Tzorach Suda. And then he gets off on an extension about Shechita. And the thing that's so fascinating is that what do you talk about Shechita? Either are there any more behemoths do you have to Shecht? Or what? Please hold it carefully. Rashad was telling me that usually they have Goyim hold the chicken still while you Shecht. But here he doesn't say Goyim Lamaisa. So there are two ways to read this Tisus. And remember I said originally I missed it. The one way to read the Tisus is as, what's the topic of our sugya? Hamotzi, and before eating the bread. The equivalent would be what? The equivalent would be what? You say the bracha and the shechita, and you hadn't yet checked it first. You don't get that impression at all. You get that impression from Tosus that you've already shechted one animal, and the question is you have to shecht about 100 of them. Can you be mafsik in the middle or not? And that's the pashup shot, Lamaisa, that you could read in the Tosus, because he said tarnagolim. He did say tarnagolim, right? He did say Tarnagolim, so the Imre Noam says what I just said. You've already started the Shecht, the first one, and you're talking between the Shechit and between the different Shechitas. The only thing is that it's not really a Glock comparison, because the Bracha and the Shechita has already been Chal on the first Shechita, right? So the fact of the matter is, right, so Tosus has 2 days in Yordea, and the Shulchan Aruch has 2 days in Yordea, Simen Yotesefei, are you allowed to talk in the middle of the Shechitas? They shecht like 100 at a time. It's very hard to be quiet. You know, you go crazy. You want to start schmoozing a little bit. So they usually Chazer Hil Shechita, Shechita told me. But it's hard for them to be quiet the whole time. But there are 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. If you're allowed to talk in the middle, basically the 2 days in Tosus on Daf Pei Tes, is each Shechita a separate mitzvah? Or do you say it's all one mitzvah? Because if it's a separate mitzvah, then it would be a problem to talk in the middle. And the Shulchan Aruch has 2 days. Yeshomrim, that if you talk in the middle, you need a new bracha. Yeshomrim, you don't need it. Don't need. But what I want you to get down is from the Imre Noam is that Tosus comparison sheet is not a clock comparison. Because our case, Nate, is between what? Hamotzi and eating the bread. In this case, you already had what? You already had, the bracha was, you didn't talk between the bracha and the first shechita, Kiva. You follow me? So that's why I say, Lamaisa, that I missed that. And that's what the Imre Noam is driving at. I learned, that's the first way to learn up the Tisus. Okay, that's the first way to learn up the Tisus. The second way to learn up the Tisus, the way we learned it, like the Bir Mordechai, is that it's a glock comparison, and that you talked in between the bracha and the what? You talked in between the bracha in the shechita, correct. The only thing that I thought was a little bit shvir, but we did say it, is that you're asking the guy, which is a little bit shvir because you've said the bracha already, you're asking the guy, are there any more chickens? What do you mean there are any more chickens? The reason why he said that is because he wanted his bracha to not just go on the first chicken. He wanted his bracha to go on the what? The multiple chickens. It's a little shvir, though. He's asking after he said the bracha. But maybe he's just asking to reassure himself that I had in mind the what? I want to know, Lomais, if I did the right thing, because I had in mind, you know, I want to make sure if I did the right thing, because if I only had a brach, I had in mind the first chicken, then it's not good.
Well,
if I had in mind other ones, it's good.
You can also say from the fact that it also gives the example of like hold it better, that it's still before the first pizza.
Okay, I agree with you. You think that fits as, it could be, but I'm just saying that you're asking, is there any more chickens? How is that relevant? The reason why I was thinking about just now before in Seder is that because it's going to reassure the guy, I did have the proper kavan in mind, have more chickens. Are we going to have actually more chickens? You know what I'm saying? But it's talking about a situation where you're talking between the bracha and the first shechita. Okay? Please get that. That's from the Bir Mordechai. That's the other way of approaching the Tosfos. And the bottom line is, guys, is that remember we talked about the Miri with Shofar? You blew over 9 hours of the day, and that was okay? Guys are definitely talking in the middle. Lo nina torah l'malach ha'asharis, he said. Why don't you have to say a bracha again? Because it's all one what? It's all one mitzvah. You got to finish the shofar. We view it all in the middle. That's not considered to be what? That's not considered to be separate mitzvahs. Whereas the shechita one could have said, Lamaisa, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be all what? All one shechita, Lamaisa.
Does that tell you something else about Birkas Torah? About how you don't say
Birkas
Torah every...
That's because Ben Torah never shows despair about Torah. Excellent. It's very similar. We did that Tyson Yud Alpha and Base. The biggest Musar Tyson shots, in my opinion. When you go to college from 3 to 8, you have the Torah in the back of your minds. Like the Rav's comparison, right? The mother that just had a baby. There's an acute awareness and obtuse awareness. In front of her face are the groceries in the aisle. That's acute awareness. The obtuse awareness is that she always has the baby in the back of her mind. Excellent. Okay, that answers which one?
23.
Number 22. That was 23. 24. What is the din if you say a motzi for everyone? Let's say you guys on Shabbos would have started talking after I ate the bread, but before you guys ate the bread. So let's get this. So the Beis Yosef quotes in the name of the Rokeach that the din is only if the Mavarach talks. If the Mesubim talk and they're Yotze with the Bracha of the Mavarach, after the Mavarach ate, it's not a problem. They don't need to say a new Bracha again because they were Yotze through my Bracha when I ate. That's who Shita? The Rokeach. You got that? Rokeach is a Rishon. Yes. If you guys talk after I said the bracha motzi and I ate, even though you haven't eaten your bread, it's not a hefsek. Because you yotze through my bracha and my eating. That's what the Rokeach says. Comes along with Beis Yosef and says, I beg to differ with you. And he says, if you guys talk before you actually ate the bread, the Beis Yosef is cholek, and he says, you need to say a new bracha. Because it's all midin shomei ka'ona. And if you're mafsik between your amein to your eating, it's like you talk between the bracha and your own bracha and you're eating. And you need to say a bracha. So it turns out to be a machlokes tin hu, the Rokeach and the Beis Yosef. So we said to ourselves, well, let's think about this. What do you think Rashi holds? Says the Bach. Rashi holds like the Rokeach. Because Rashi writes, the Botzea talked before he tasted from the Prusa. Mashma, that once he tastes from the Prusa, everyone else is fine. Even if the Mesubin didn't yet taste. So the Bach was medayik that Rashi took sides like the Rokeach, because Rashi focused all the time on the Botzea. So how do we paskin? How do we paskin? Because Rashi said the Mavarach, the Botzea. Mashma, all Rashi cared about was what? As long as the Botzea didn't mafsik. Even if the Mesubin were mafsik, the key thing is the Botzea, the Mavarach, same guy, did not be mafsik. So even if the Mesubin are mafsik, it doesn't make a difference. Because Rashi only brought up in the Gemara the Botzea and the Mavarach. Why does he need to bring up the Mesubin? Must be that it doesn't make a difference.
How do you spell Rokeach?
Resh, Vav, Kuf, Ches. Rokeach. Okay. Yes, it was like a jam. Yes, but one of the Rishonim is named the Sefer Rokeach. He has a lot of Kabbalah. Okay, and that's Merkachas. You're thinking about the similar word. Similar word. Okay, now listen to this. How do we paskin, guys? Let's get it. Do we paskin like the Rokeach and Rashi, or like the Beis Yosef? So the Ramah writes, we paskin like the Rokeach.
Wait, didn't the Beis Yosef hold like
the Rokeach? The Beis Yosef was cholik on the Rokeach. So the Ramah writes, how do we hold? He paskins like the Rokeach. Please get it, which is a tremendous kula. The Dark Emotion also proves... Yeah, the Dark Emotion also proves like the Rokeach. So I want you to get this down. Mr. Brewer says, I disagree with the Ramah, which rarely happens. I mean, not really, but Mishnah Berurah says Akiva that came out. All the Achronim, Gedol Achronim, argue with the Rokeach, and they hold like the Beis Yosef. And the truth of the matter is that seems to be the Pashtus. That if you guys would talk before you ate your own thing, you'd have to say a new bracha. Okay, we Pashtus Pshat hold like who? Who do we hold like? We hold like the Beis Yosef. Correct. The Bir Halacha though points out that he believes the Ramah is backed up by the Rokech and also the Or Zeruah. Also the Or Zeruah as well, because in the beginning of the Or Zeruah, it's mashma that the Mavarach needs to taste, because if he doesn't taste, then the bracha will be canceled and other guys won't be yotze. But once the Mavarach tastes, then it's considered to be what? It's considered to be all good. And the Mesubim tastes each one from his bread. V'lo mi prusa motzi, the yotze what? They're all yotzi yedechavasim. Since the mevarach was tam was tasted from the prusa motzi.
The
mechaber does not say about this case.
Who holds like the
rokeach? The Ramah held like the rokeach, Sam. But the Mishnah Berurah says all the achron hold like the Beis Yosef. Who is the mechaber? But it's interesting. The mechaber doesn't quote this din in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so a lot of dinim, sometimes Beis Yosef quotes dinim in the Beis Yosef when it's perish in the Torah, doesn't quote in Shulchan Aruch. This is one of those examples. So halacha l'maisa, we pass like the Beis Yosef. The Bir Halacha just points out that l'maisa, he points out that there might be another rishon like the rokeach, namely the Or Zeruah. At the end of the day, it's not just the what, it's not just the or rokeach, it's also the Or Zeruah. And the last thing on this Nakuda get down is the Ritva, where the Ritva writes Mefurish that if someone's motzi kulam and he tastes, even if the Achir Ma'afsik Bidibor, they're Yatze Dechovasim. Because why? What'd you say? No, there's another Rishon that says as long as the Mavarach is motzi everyone and he's tasted, even if the other guys talk before they ate, no problem. They're still Yotze. Since everyone comes together, it's if everyone tasted. So basically, you have three Rishonim. You have the Rokeach, you have the Or Zeruah, and you also have who? You also have the Ritva, but we don't hold like that.
Yeah,
but we hold like Halacha L'maaseh, like the Beis Yosef, who goes against this, and the Mishnah Berurah holds we go like this Beis Yosef. So please get that, Halacha L'maaseh. Even though the beginning of the Or Zeruah is Masha against it, but at the end of the day, he says you can interpret what? The Rokeach, like the, you can interpret the Or Zeruah like the Rokeach. Okay, that answers number what? 24. 25. You guys ready? Okay. You with us, Sam? I mean, you with us, Nate? You got me? Yeah? What is the chiyuv of putting food before a behemoth? Is it the Raisa or is it Amidas Chasidus? Right? There are always all three levels of status of a din, Shmuel. Is it the Raisa, the Rabbanan, or a Minig, or Minis Chasidus? Minig Chasidus could be similar. So the Rambam in Hilchos Avadim says the Chachamim Rishonim, because they're so pious, would always give Maktim and Michael Avdam of Behemtim. They always give food to their Evid and the Behemah first. It's Masha from the Rambam that it's only Amidas Chasidis. Please get that.
Who would do this?
The Rambam says that Chachamim Arishonim, they would be very pious and they would first feed their Avadim and their animals before they ate. The way the Rambam presents it, it's Amidas Chasidis. The Bir Halacha says that's what the Eshkol and the Baal Halachas Gedolos hold, that this is not an issue of the Yerais at all. And l'chachila, you should not say gvul turi. If it would be an issue of the Yeraisa, guys, then l'maisi what? For sure you would have to be mafsik. No one says you have to be mafsik, he says. What'd you say? No, they didn't comment on that. But I'm just saying, we said it might be. But I'm just saying, on its own, what they are talking about is straight up this concept. And they say, it doesn't say you have to say gvul turi. If it would be an issue of the Yeraisa, you'd have to. So we hold again. The Rambam holds Midas Chasidus. The Bir Halacha says the Sefer Eshkol and the Bahag. These are all Rishonim. The Kobo, they all claim it's not an Issa D'Oraisa, because if it would be an Issa D'Oraisa, then you would have to what? You would have to say Gvul Turi. You know, the Gemara only presents is that if you did it, it's not a Hefsik. It doesn't present it, you Mechuyiv too.
So then the Pasuk that we wrote,
that's just like a hint. That's just a hint. Correct. They don't take that din. They don't exactly. Yeah. Even less than the smachta. Even less than the smachta. Smachta usually means the drabbanan. Here it's only a minus chasidus.
I don't understand how that works. If we have a pasuk that the Gemara.
You're right. It's hard to know. But that's how they wanted to take this Gemara. Okay? Not everyone agrees. And let's get to that. The Chuvis Marami Rutenberg argues and says it's absolutist of the Raisa, like Sam's saying. It's an absolutist of the Raisa. And no hesitation at all. Completely the opposite. And Sam saying things that's the Pashup Shana in the Gemara. I would agree with you. That is the Pashup Shana in the Gemara. And Ramosha, what's Ramosha's Tshuva Sefer called?
Igros.
Right? What is this Sefer and Lumbdus called? Dibris Moshe. Remember we said it? Dibris Moshe. That's what he said. That was his real Sefer. The Igros Moshe was a side thing. Dibris Moshe on every Friday. Every Friday he would say the Shir Klali.
It's
unbelievable lumdus. What'd you say?
Never bored.
Lamaisa. His wife always said about Lamaisa, she was a shikra and tyra. He was always learning. The Iker was the lumdus, he always said. Iker was the Dibris Moshe, the Shir Klali that he'd said on Fridays. So the Dibris Moshe writes in Get It Down that he claims the following. And maybe this answers your kasha a little bit, Sam. The isser of eating before a bema, sitting down and having a whole meal, is an isser d'oraisa. Tasting before a bema is a midas chasidus. And if you look in Gittin, Adav Samach Beis, it said also litom. We saw the Gemara. That's what Rav Moshe wants. Eating a whole suda, that's d'oraisa. And eating, tasting before is a midas chasidus. That's what Rav Moshe writes in the Dibris Moshe.
He says also what,
d'oraisa? D'oraisa, they have a suda, yes. And he says the midas chasidus is only t'ima. Okay, that answers number what? Number 25. 26. What is the reason of this din? What's it all about? So, the Beis David said, the reason why we're makdin Michael Behema, because Michael Behema doesn't need a lot of preparation. And they're not finicky that you need. Where's the salt? Where's the pepper? You know what I mean? The dog doesn't ask you, the cat asks you, you know, where's the guacamole? You know what I'm saying? Doesn't need a lot of hachana. So, therefore, it doesn't need a lot of hachana. It takes you a second to get it ready. So therefore, a suda for a human being needs a lot of achana. So the maisa, you're really being torturous. Just give the animal first. You're being cruel. Just give the animal, it doesn't take any big achana. Just put it out, and then you have your meal. That's what the Sefer Beis David says. However, we had a different svara of the Shelis Yavitz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, where he said this is really cruel because of Tzar Baal HaChaim. The animal looks at you while you're eating, and he hasn't had his breakfast or lunch. So in order to acquire a midas of rachmanis, in your persona, in your personality, Allah Almighty, you must give to what? A behema first. But if it's a chaya, which is what? Not under your auspices. I don't know, let's say you had a friendly deer that's walking around. The deer is not under your auspices. It's only a behema that you own. You must feed him first. But a deer that's running around, you don't have to give what? You don't have to give the deer food before you have breakfast. Because why? Almighty has no tsar because it knows it can get food anywhere. He says, he does say it's tov to give the deer food before you eat, if you can, Lomais. But that's the distinction that he distinguishes between behem and achai because of tzar baal achayim. And that's talking about an animal that you have auspices over and he's relying on you for meals. But a wild animal is not relying on you for meals. Okay, one of the guys in shul asked me, he's learning brachas, he says, what kind of example is that on a chaya, you say shakal. He couldn't think of what kind of chaya. What's going on? I said deer. Deer is the example. Deer is kosher chaya, right? He was asking, well, what's going on? How could you ever eat any chaya? A chaya, a rhinoceros, a lion. Those aren't kosher. I said, you're right. The deer is kosher though.
A lot of them.
A gazelle is kosher. Not a lot. Giraffe might be kosher. We just don't know how to shecht in its neck. It's not a lot of lachayas that are kosher.
Is that why we don't?
Yeah, we don't, because we don't know exactly.
Like cute, like children's.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't really know where it is exactly at the neck. Yes. Yeah, it's not so push. Not so push. Yeah, okay. All right, what is that answer? What'd you say? Oh, yeah, could be. Okay. What is that answer? That answer is number 27. 28.
No, that was 26.
Sorry, 26. Thank you. 27. What is it then? Like, I've issued to Ima, Kodim Behema. Can you taste a little bit? So we said from Rav Moshe that you could, but what do other poskim say about this? So we said that the Girsan Argomar is Yochal. The Girsan Gittin Samach Beis is Yitom. So from our Gemara, it's Mashma that Achil is what's Asur. Timu should be Mutter. Gerson Gittin seems to say it's Asur. If you look in the Riff and the Rosh there in Gittin, they say, they reread the Gemara, Lamaisa, they hold like the Gemara in Gittin that it's Asur Litom. So if you see Beferish, the Riff and the Rosh, they say over there, they say Kigirsa Sa Gemara Begittin. They hold it's Asur Litom.
Where is this Gemara in Gittin?
Samach Beis Amar Aleph. However, the Taz points out very, very beautifully. He says our Gemara is different because our Gemara did not say Asur Litom. It said Asur Yochol. And the Gemara does say in certain places in Shas, it's funny, we just learned it this morning in Shabbos Daf Tes, that it's Asur to taste before you daven. So only in Achilas Kol Hasuda before a Behem is Asur. But a Te'ima Baalm is Mutter. And he says it beautifully fits in. V'nasati Esev B'sadach Alivim Techa. Vahadar, it says, Vahalta, Visavata. A Te'ima doesn't satiate you. So the whole Makor is talking about Israchila, but Te'ima is Mutter.
Can everybody explain the Riff and the Rosh again?
Yeah, all the Riff and the Rosh say is that they paskin like the Gerson Gittin, that it's Asur Litom. They say it's Asur. But the Taz begs to differ. He says our Gemara is a different Lashon, and it says Achila. And I'm proving the other place in Shas that the Gemara means Te'ima sometimes and not Achila. Like the Gemara said in Shabbos, also litom koshin mishpalo.
Would it be crazy to extend stint to like babies who aren't able to feed themselves?
No, no. Babies, of course, are mutter. They have to be taken care of.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, definitely.
You'd have to feed them first.
Yes, for sure, little mice. Absolutely, you have to take care of them. You can do it even before davening, take care of them.
Or as an animal.
Oh, the push up shot, as I would imagine. I mean, I would imagine.
Put your baby before your
I would imagine, you know, Lomais is good kasha, but I would imagine based on that svara, you don't need a chana, just give him food. Just give the animal quick food. But Lomais, if it's going to take time, obviously the baby comes first. But please get this. What is the chiddush of the shach? Chiddush of the shach is that only eating the whole suda, where it's going to lead you to sfia before a baby is usher, because that fits in the pasuk. However, te'ima is not something that's going to lead you to what? To Sevilla, so therefore it's mutter, okay? And therefore, the Eliyahu Rabba and the Balatanya Paskin, that there is no Isser to taste before feeding your behemoth. Halach l'maisa. There is no Isser. So you have the Riff and the Rush that Aserid against the Taz and the Eliyahu Rabba and the Rosh Hashulchan Balatanya that say Tim is mutter. Now, the Nahar Shalom and the Nishmas Adam point out there are two Gerses. And our Gemara Asur Achila, the Gemara in Gittin, Asur Te'ima.
I'll say the same thing.
Oh, but the bottom line is that they say, Lamaisa, that in Baal Lechol Sudoth Nesha Hichol Behemtol, Asur Lo Afil Litom Te'ima Ba'alma, Me Asuda Lifnesha Machol Behemtol. Why? Because Te'ima might be Asur if it's going to lead you to what? Let's say you have a whole Suda in front of you. Up till now, we distinguish between eating fully and te'ima, where you're only going to taste a little bit. Let's say you have a whole suda in front of you and you taste from it. That type of te'ima might be asur, because what might happen if you taste that? It might lead you to what? It might lead you to eat a whole meal. So that type of te'ima, the Nahar Shalom and Nishmas Adam, they want to say, Lamaisa, would be considered to be a problem. A te'ima that's not a suda is mutter, but a te'ima from a suda, that might be Lamaisa, asur, Halach l'maisa, because you know what might happen. And as I said before, from the Dibris Moshe, he says no problem in the Girsas. The Isra Achila is before the Behemoth, the Eraisa. That's Achila Mamish. And Gittin is talking about Amidus Chasidus, and that's a Chumrah. And the Amidus Chasidus applies even to what? Even to Te'ima. That's what Moshe says. Okay, that answers number what? 27. 28. What is the din regarding drinking before a Behemoth? Not eating, drinking. Please get this. So, the Magen Avraham quotes a Sefer Chasidim. The Magen Avraham quotes a Sefer Chasidim. Very fascinating. And he says like this. The Magen Avraham, I believe, is in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin. Yes. He says, regarding Shtia, no problem. A person can drink before an animal. Like we find by Rivka, who said to Eliezer, drink, and then your camels I will feed. So he says, we learn from there, halacha l'maisa, that you can drink before an animal. And he brings another raya, the Sefer Chasidim. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Moshe? And I think it's Parshas Chukas. V'ishkisa es ha'eda ves be'irim. Hashem told Moshe, feed the congregation and then feed the cattle. What do you see from there? That since the people were said before the cattle, you see drinking is okay. What did you say? No, v'ishkisa. V'ishkisa is drink. And therefore, Lamaisa, that is the din. Now, does anybody argue on this? Okay? Does anybody argue on this? Halach Lamaisa. Okay? We are now Lamaisa, right on 28. Yes? Yeah?
Yes,
someone argues on this. The Orachaim HaKadosh and the Ksav Sofer argue on this. And they claim that Shtiyas Vehema is Usser, just like Achila is. How do you get rid of the Raya from Rivka? Because there was terrible thirst for Eliezer, and Klal Yisrael also were in the Sakana. So if it's a Sakana, obviously it's going to win. That's one way to disprove the proof.
Who wants to disprove it, though?
The Ksav Sofer disproves the proof for the Orach Haim HaKadosh. And then the Ksav Sofer quotes his father from the Ksav Sofer that slugs it up in a different way. Those camels were not Rivka's. So she wasn't mechuyev to give them the drink. I, Eliezer, he didn't drink. He was poured down into his throat.
No, that's not true.
Therefore, he disproves it.
He poured down his throat, he was forced to drink?
No.
Rivka did it for him.
No, Rivka poured it down. He didn't take it in hand. You have to own it. So
like
since,
oh,
since he opened like, his mouth, Lamaisa, he wasn't cone it. He wasn't cone it. And that's the Teretz, Lamaisa. Same thing by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu fed Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael did not make a kinyan on it. So since Klal Yisrael did not make a kinyan on it, it's considered to be okay. You got that? Okay, is that you got it? Again, please get this. Please get it. There's a machlokes lemaisa. Again.
Rashi says that she poured the water down his throat.
This is the parish the Ksav Sofer wants to say.
No, that's the pshat of the pasuk in Chayisara.
That's what he's saying. That she poured was poured in it. Ksav Sofer says.
No,
Ksav Sofer says.
I don't
remember. I have to look into the Rishonim, but that's what the Ksav Sofer says. No, but I want you to get this. Number one is the machlokes is the isser of ply to shtia. Number one. Number two is the raya that they held that it was mutter. Number three is if you hold like the shitas that it's also, how do you get out of the raya? So the two ways we got out of the raya, number one was terrible sakana, they needed thirst. Number two is they didn't take a kinyan. And number three is the following. And that is that it could be that it's pas pasalo. The only reason why you have to Adam has to give behema is because Adam is not sarakoka because he knows he has the ability to do it. They had no drink on hand. You know what pas pasalo means? You have bread in the basket. Bread in the basket makes it okay. You're calmer. They didn't know where they were going to get drink from. So therefore, when you don't have pas pasalo, you give it to the human being before the behema. That's what the parish Ayin Eliyahu says to the Ein Yaakov. So there are three ways to get out of that riot. Okay? Now, one more nakud on this question. Please get. One sec. One more nakud on this question, then we'll go over it. What is the svar of the poskim that say it's mutter to have shtiyah before? What is the svar of the poskim that's mutter to have shtiyah before? So we said four svaras. Number one, the achila is for what? What is achila for? Dafka ba'achila, do we need the matar hashamayim to be motzi the tfu of the ochel? The medrash says that rain comes because of the schus that we take care of the behemoths. So therefore, you have to give them what? Rain comes with the chus of the behemoths. You have to make sure you give them what? Behemoth before human beings. But water, Lamai, so there's a mayim rabim al adama, we don't find the chus behemoths. So I don't have to give drink to the behemoths before, I have to give food before. Okay, I have to give food before to the behemoths because of the chus of me taking care of the behemoths, we have rain in general. But I only have to do that by food. Water, I don't have to do that. That's from the Sefer Yad Ephraim. The Sefer Maloa Omer says, drinking is only a little bit. A behemoth drinks a lot. It's a big tircha. So therefore, you should do what you can do quickly. But achila, you know, people need a long hachana. Human beings take a longer time to eat, and it's going to what? Delay the behemoth. That's another svar why shti is okay. Number three from the Haritzvi, because thirst hurts a person much more than hunger. And thirst hurts a person much more, so therefore you don't have to do that to a behemoth. And number four, he says, which is the second of his pshat, I'm afraid if you start eating, it's going to get elongated, and you'll forget about the behemoth, where a shtia, you don't get elongated. So let's chazer this whole thing again. There's a machlokus whether the isser of eating before behemoth applies to shtia, right? Many poskim say it's okay. Many the Magen Avraham, many Rishonim Chassidim say it's okay. And they bring a raya from who? From Rivka and from Moshe Rabbeinu giving Klal Yisrael. However, the Rachaim HaKadosh and the Ksav Sofer argue, and they say that it's usser. How do you get out of the raya? Three ways. Either with sakana. Number two, they didn't own it. It was poured down the throat. And number three was pas pasala. They didn't know if they were going to have anything else. What is as far as the first poskim that Mechalik, that drinking is mutter? Usher? What is the heter? Four svaras. Number one, we get rain for the schus of the behemoths, feeding them food, not drink. Number two is the what? Drinking's a little bit, it's much quicker. It's not a tircha, so you get that done quickly. Number three is thirst is very hurtful for a man, more than hunger. And four is it might be elongated, you might forget about the suda. So that's all in number 28. First, I think Nate Yadakasha, and then Shmuel. You got it? Yeah, go ahead, Shmuel. What'd you say? Okay, go ahead, Sam.
A couple things.
Yes.
Who said that, according to the Chalcham Sefer's Pshat, what does that mean they didn't own it by Moshe Rabbeinu giving the Jews?
It means in order to be an Isser, you have to own the stuff. You have to own the food, own the drink. Okay. Then there's an Isser. But if you never owned it, there's no problem. Uh-huh. So therefore, since he never took a kinyan on the drink, he just opened his mouth and drank and it was fine.
No, I'm saying...
That's how you...
By Klal Yisrael.
Same thing. Moshe Rabbeinu fed them. Okay. That's what he says. Moshe Rabbeinu fed them. Yes. Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, I don't want you to Klal Yisrael to what? Make a kinyan on it? The water was Moshe, and he fed them from his own water.
And then who says the paspas this
celibate? The Sefer Perish Ein Eliyahu. Yeah, you don't know what the Sefer Ein Yaakov is? I don't think I've ever told you guys. Ein Yaakov is a selection of all the agaditas and shas. I had it in my office. I should have showed it to you. It's about a six. I have an office in the shul. There's like six svarim. They collect all the agaditas and shas, and there's a lot of perushim around it. In the middle is the agaditas. In the old days, they used to learn Ein Yaakov between Minchin Ma'ariv. Between Minchin Ma'ariv and certain shuls, they would learn Ein Yaakov.
Who wrote it?
I don't know who wrote it. I'm sorry, I don't know. I think he lived in the 16, 1700s. But it was to stress that the guys should don't skip agaritas. You got to know agaritas. So they have selections of agaritas and shas put in this sefer called Ein Yaakov. And then they're perushim around it.
So this is the Ein Yaakov?
This is the perush Ein Eliyahu on the Ein Yaakov. There's also a perush Rif that people get confused. They think it's the Rif the Rishon. It's not the Rif the Rishon. It's a Rif in the Ein Yaakov. Whenever you hear in the Ein Yaakov, you mean that. You know, I think I once told you, I didn't tell you the mocker. You know, there's a big machlokes in Tanoim. What's the Klal Gadol B'Torah? What's the Shema Yisrael? That's Ben Zoma, and Rabbi Kiva says after the Kamocha. And then there's a third shita that no one knows where the mocker from. Yes, Reb Shimon and Pazi, and no one can't find the mocker. It's in the Hakdama to the Ein Yaakov. That's the only place where people found it. He writes there. There's a medrash. He doesn't say where. No one knows where it is. That Reb Shimon ben Pazi said, consistency, guys, 9 a.m. every morning. Seder, Shir, we talk about it all the time. Okay? Yes, Nate, go ahead.
I just want to say that there are
22
different translations for the Pasuk, and not a single one of them says that she took the jug off her shoulder and handed it to him. And then also on that, the Birka Usher says, ask the question, but isn't it weird that, or isn't it? Before you're supposed to drink, before you're supposed to feed a person,
if it's
afraid of
Bala
Chaim, he says that doesn't
count
when you
have a Chanasa Orech. Right? It's an Orech. It's supposed
to be
supposed to. Oh, interesting.
Bad.
Who says this?
Birkas
Usher?
Birkas Usher.
Very nice.
In
Toldus, you said?
What Parsha?
This is Chayesar. Chayesar, beautiful. Very good Kiddush.
The Pasuk says, Batishkehu. And she watered him. No,
right.
Every
she,
single comment.
She fed him.
Every single
she comment. Fed him. Okay. Okay, let's go
Viter.
Let's go Viter.
She took the drug off his shoulder and gave it to him.
Okay.
Every single one. Every single comment.
Okay. Okay.
All
right. We have the Sham Sofer. Okay. Sham Sofer is a God of the door. Okay. Ready? Okay. Let's go.
Every single one of them.
That answers number what? 28. 29.
Give it him to drink.
give it to him to drink. Give it to him to drink.
Okay.
Over and over again.
All right.
Says it, and she drank him, it's German.
Okay, Sfaria is...
What I'm saying to the Chassam Sofer as the parish...
Great counter-argument.
You know what? Nate, what I want to tell you is we found a new one, 23. We found a new one, Chassam Sofer 23, that says she fed him. Okay, that's 28, 29. What is the din of shtiyas adam before a behemoth tmea, like a pig or like a rhinoceros? What's the din? Are you with me, Usher? Are you allowed to drink before a pig or a rhinoceros? A zebra. So what's the din? So the Shvus Yaakov writes, he says you shouldn't be mechalik, says the Shvus Yaakov. He brings a raya from the Magen of Ram. You're not allowed to be makim lebehema b'shtia from the Maisa Rivka. Camels, last time I checked, are not kosher.
The Shvus Yaakov or Shvus?
The Shvus Yaakov. In the Tshuva Shvus Yaakov. Ein lechalik b'zeh. Whoever holds you have to drink, you have to put the behema first, like Achilu, which is the Orchaim HaKadosh and the Ksav Sofer, says there's no difference between a kosher animal and a non-kosher animal. And they bring a raya from who? From Rivka, because that was a gummel. A gummel was what? You don't have to be maktim the behema, b'shtiyah, b'maisa. They bring a raya. So the ones who matter it bring a raya from who? From the camel. So you see in the whole discussion of wherever you hold, like whether you hold it's us or mutter, we're never machalik in a kosher animal and a non-kosher animal. You got what I'm saying?
So the ones that
allow it, right? The ones that allow you to drink before an animal bring a ride from camels, right? Right? Well, maybe you could say, oh, that's because they're not kosher. They didn't say that. You follow me? So whoever matters it, no matter what, whether it's kosher or not, whoever asses it. You got me? Yes. So machlokas in the Gemara, we paskin yes. Question is why? Reb Asher Weiss, the great Gaon, has like 11 different svaras why it's also deraisa. The great Gaon Reb Asher Weiss, but he shlita. But he claims, but we paskin like the man that it's deraisa. Yeah, tzar balachem is deraisa. But mitzi lamed beis different mesichtas, but that's the ikar suya. Okay, Viter, you got this, guys. Okay, this is the din. You know, usually when it comes to, I'm not saying all the time. But I'll give you an example. Like the Gemara says of Baba Kama, on Nundalim and Beis, the Gemara says of Baba Kama, you know, you're not allowed to have your behemas work for you on Shabbos. Are we mechalikting kosher and non-kosher? No. So just like there, usually we're not mechalikting the kosher and non-kosher. It's not talking about food. You follow me? If the issue is not talking about food, then we're not mechalik. Okay, that's 29, 30. Come on, guys, we got to move. What's 30? What's the din of a haktamas achilas behemas sudas mitzvah? Wow. Say you have a bar mitzvah or a wedding, Lomaisa. You have a bar mitzvah. Let's get this down, Shmuel. The Ksav Sofer writes, I'm not sure. Let's say you have a Suda Shabbos, Suda Yontif. Let's say we had a pet. We didn't have a pet. We don't have a pet. But let's say before we had lunch or Friday night meal, the dog was there. So do I have to feed him before we have a Suda Mitzvah? What's the din? He's not sure.
He's not sure.
Ksav Sofer says, I'm not sure. He has a Sufek. So the Tosu Shabbos at Tiferes Yisrael say, amazing. They bring a Raya from the following din. Remember we said that halacha l'maisa, you have a fire, God forbid, in a home. Let's say it won't be a sakana. We nowadays are machmer. Anytime there's a fire, we say pikuach nefesh. But let's say the Mishnah has a case where there's going to be a fire and you have the ability to save a certain amount of food, but it's going to be a big schlep. How much food are you allowed to save? 3 sudas l'behemto. Because it's usur l'adam to eat kodem shiachal l'behema. So you see that what? You see that even for a Sudas Mitzvah, there's a chiv to give your behema first. Because that's talking about your mutter, it's mutter on Shabbos to save from the fire, a mazon shalos sudas lebehemto. What do you mean, why do you need mazon shalos sudas? It implies that every meal, Friday night, lunch, and shalos sudas, you have to give your animal first before you partake in the Sudas Mitzvah. It's a very interesting raya. That's from the Tosefah Shabbos and Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnayos. You know what the Tiferes Yisrael was. You know the Rav of Danzig. He was the chief Rav of Danzig, the Tiferes Yisrael. Danzig was a city in Europe, Lomaisa. It's a great gon. The Tiferes Yisrael, Dr. Lyman, one of my professors from Revel. He's retired now. I'm sorry, you guys can never hear him. He's a great gon. It's a beautiful lecture. Remember, he's the one he said the whole thing with the golem. He says it's not true. He proved it from the history. Then he has a whole.
The Maral never made a golem.
That's what he wants to tie in it, yeah. He's a big goon. I know. He has different rayas. You know, the whole machlokes of Yaakov Emden, Rionis and Eibschitz, whether Shabtai Tzvi was a Mashiach or not. He has a whole lecture on that.
They have an actual machlokes about whether Shabtai Tzvi was.
Yeah, you didn't know that? You have to read the history of him on this.
We read the book.
It was proven that he was not.
Rionis and Eibschitz, was the second, second goon order to the goon. Rabbi Yaakov Emden was a goddel, but not on the same level.
He claimed that
Rabbi Yonis and Eibschitz wrote amulets about Rabbi Shabtai Tzvi to people to give him brachas and things. It's a big thing. I think in the end of his lecture, he claims that it was not. He was not a Shabtai Tzvi, Rabbi Yonis and Eibschitz. But it's an interesting machlokes.
Was it where Shabtai Tzvi was Mashiach or not? It was whether he thought at the time it was Mashiach.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, obviously.
It's clear he wasn't Mashiach, but at that time, was he considered to be? But you know what? You got to do a little bit more background behind it because was that while he was living? I think it was while he was living. I think so.
Yeah. Was he while he was living?
I don't remember well enough. I got to read the history of it. I don't remember it well enough. But you should know, Dr. Sid Lyman Lamaisi is a great. When I did Azraeli, you had to do 10 courses for Azraeli to get your master's. So at that time, Azraeli, all the courses were in Stern. So I didn't want to schlep down to Stern for the courses. So they let you take 4 of the 10 in Revel. So 4, I took Revel. So one of the things I took was the Rav's son, Dr. Soloveitch. That's how I have a kesher with him. And one of the things I took was Dr. Lyman. I took the Dead Sea Scrolls. So I wrote my paper on Adis in the Dead Sea Scrolls. You guys know what the Dead Sea Scrolls are. So they had a different system, Lamaisa. But I wrote about Adis in the Dead Sea Scrolls. So he wrote 3 words on my paper. Lucid and persuasive. Those are the 3 words that he wrote.
Let's go.
I hope he read it, Lamaisa.
Dr. Sid Lyman, he's still living or not?
Yes, Baruch Hashem. But unfortunately, he's retired from there. I don't know why.
He teaches at Turo.
He does. But he used to teach a course all the time here, maybe 1 or 2. But then they had some stupid rule that, I don't know, 5 years ago he left because he couldn't just be part-time. I don't know.
Rav Yonis and Eibschitz really thought that
In his whole lecture, I think he proved that he did. In Dr. Lyman's whole lecture about it, I think he proved that he was not. He was mistaken. They were mistaken.
Obviously, he wasn't Mashiach.
Of course, he wasn't Mashiach. The question is, did this God, who was the second to the Vilna Gaon, think that he was the Mashiach? That was the Shiloh.
Okay.
And he gave him a lot of problems because he said, oh, you're writing amulets to people. Right. It was a big machlaikas in the 1700s. Terrible machlaikas in Klai
Yisrael. For some reason, I always thought it was like all the Gedolim were against him, and then all the common people were like for
him. But that's the question. Was he? I think in the end he was not.
Was the Gaon part of like that?
It's a good question. I think Dr. Lyman has a whole discussion about what the Gaon held as well at that time. Did he? Everyone held it was the Mashiach. The question is, did they hold that Rabbi Yonasan Eibschitz held of him? That was the Shiloh. You follow me?
The Gaon didn't hold of him, though.
Of course not. The question is, did the Gaon think that Rabbi Yonasan Eibschitz was holding him? That's the Shiloh. They didn't have phones at that time.
Stories of like Big Rebbe and like in Beis Medrash. I don't remember any of the names. But, like they would have like a machlokes in Beis Medrash, and they'd be like, let's take the Shabbat Tzvi and see what he passes on it.
I don't know well enough, so I can't answer. I don't know the history well enough. There's a Rav, Dr. J.J. Schachter. You know Dr. J.J. Schachter. He got his PhD in this, from Harvard, on this topic about this.
Rabbi Kiva put his thought that, what's his name, Bar...
Bar Kokhba, yes. Rambam writes that. Yes, he did. He did think he was. No one's perfect. Only Hashem is perfect. Okay, let's continue. Okay, that finishes the... Let's go on, guys. Shir number 3. Or is it number 5? Doesn't really make a difference. On this set, it's 3. Here we go. You ready? Let's go, guys. We got a lot to do. It's late already. Okay? What's the reason why we paskin like Rav Sheshes? That even Gvul Turi is not a problem. Are you with me? Kiva?
Yep.
Let's go. Nate. What a Gvul Turi. Why do we paskin like Rav Sheshes? Okay? Whenever we have a machlokes, we always go like Rav Yochanan, right? What's going on here? Why do we paskin like this? Yes? So, the answer is as follows. Please get it. Rabbim, the Shulchan Aruch, say even Gvul Turi is considered to be okay. It's not a hefsek, and that's like Rav Sheshes. Pnei Yeshua and the Slach say, what on earth is going on here? We always paskin like Rav Yochanan. If Rabbi Yochanan holds Gvul Turi, you should have to be a bracha, hefsek. So the Kesef Mishnah says, please get it, that the Rambam paskins like Rav Sheshes because he's Basra. What's Basra mean?
Later
Amoraim. What's the problem with that? Ask the Slach. I thought we only said by earlier Amoraim. We don't say that halacha of halacha Basra. This is earlier. Isn't this early? These are early Amoraim. It's a great kasha. So what does it say for Nachal Esen answer?
Nachal
Esen. The Nachal Esen answer. I think it's. If I'm not mistaken, it's Rav. I think Nachal Esen, unless it's a different sefer. The Rechaim Kanievsky wrote the sefer on Egel Aruf Nachal Esen. Maybe it's a different sefer, but let's get it. He says, I'll be the Rashman Shabbos. I want you to get this. There's a klal that the halacha is not like a Talmud become rabbo. That klal applied only until the time of Abai V'Rava. When a Talmud was sitting in front of his Rebbe, you never pass like the Talmud in front of a Rebbe. But if the Talmud came after the Rebbe, he wasn't sitting in front of him when they had this machlekes, then the halacha is kibasra. Now in our Gemara, does it present that Rav Sheshes was talking to who? No, exactly. Excellent, guys. He wasn't arguing on Rav Yochanan like a Talmud sitting in front of the Rebbe. It says Rav Sheshes Amar. Doesn't say Amar Lay. The Rav Sheshes said to Rav Yochanan. He lived, it was in a different time period. So therefore, it's like two different Cholkim, and therefore you could go Basar Basra. That's what the Bikuri Shlomo says, a similar answer. Okay, that's one answer. But there's another answer I want you to get, and that's the Slach. The Slach says we pass like Rav Sheshes. Why? Because only Rabbi Yochanan said Gvul Turi needs a bracha. This is really, really sharp. Rav also, do the math. We said there are three sheetahs at the beginning of Shir. Rav also holds what? Rav also holds Gvul Turi is fine. But he said a bigger chiddush. What did Rav say? Tul Baruch. Gvul Turi for sure Rav says not a hefsek. He says even even Tul Baruch is good. For sure, Gvul Turi is not a hefsek, but even Tul Baruch is not a hefsek because that's Letzorach Haveiro. So Rav, of course, agreed. So if you put the math together, you have Rav and Rav Sheshes against Rav Yochanan, two against one. You passing like the Rav. Very, very sharp answer. Okay, I'll say it again, Sam. There are three shitas in the Gemara: Rav, Rav Yochanan, Rav Sheshes. But Rav also holds of what Gvul Turi, because Rav is the Baal Memri. Unless you change it to Shmuel, we don't change it to Shmuel. That was a Rivskirsa. We have a reviewed on a Rav. That you have to feed your animal first, yes? So Rav holds for sure Gvul Turi is good. The reason why he said the Chiddush of Tul Baruch, because that's a bigger Chiddush. But of course Gvul Turi is good. So who do you have? Who's the first Shita? Rav and Rav Sheshes against who? Rav Yochanan. And you can add on our Gir Sulamai is the Baal Memra. So Rav and Rav Sheshes are Shnaim against Rav Yochanan. Even if you have the Gir Sulamai Yudom or Shmuel, you have what? You have Rav Sheshes and Shmuel against Rav Yochanan. Yes, Sam.
I don't understand. Rav Sheshes said Gvul Turi is okay. Fine.
Yes.
Good. He's basing it off the fact that Rav, that's it. Also,
correct. But in Rav's eyes,
Rav never said anything about Gvul Turi. Rav only said
good. You're saying good. But you know what the Slach says? Rav didn't need to say it. It's a double poshet that it's good. Rav, of course, said it's good. He didn't need to say it. Because he's the Baal member that did. I turn around completely opposite of what you're asking. He had to be mechad of something else. Tul Baruch. That's the Slach's Chiddush. Beautiful.
Rav's arguing on a different case. He's arguing between Tul Baruch and Melech. He's not passing on the Tul Baruch, and that's something that's on the side that Rav Sheshes brings up in the end.
Yeah, and Gvul Turi in Rav's eyes is a double poshet. Correct. It's a very sharp way of reading the Gemara. That's a Slach. Okay. Really getting a flavor, Baruch Hashem, seeing the God, the Slach, how he learned Gemara is amazing. The Prince of Torah, they used to call the Note of Yehuda. The Prince of Torah. All right, you ready? Yes. Okay, you ready? What number are we up to? That's number what? Number one. Two. Let's go, guys. What's number two? What is the din of the Hefsik, Letzorach, HaPrashas, Trumas, and Mises, or Machlis, Neder, or Shua? Give the home a halach. Let's get it. Let's say a guy says a bracha, and he forgot he's about fruits and vegetables, and he didn't mafresh trumas and maizes. Can he tavel? What are you supposed to do? So the Chazon Ish writes, please get it. If you said the bracha already, and you haven't yet tasted, and remember everything's tavel, what do you got to do? No problem. You could actually say the bracha on the trumas and maizes and mafresh them right then and there. And that's not a hefsek. That's all considered tzorach sudin. He pilples whether you can do it in your mind or dibor, because, you know, certain shita say you can do it with machshava. Okay? All right. Then we said Rav Shlomo Zalman added on. Please get it. What did Rav Shlomo Zalman add on? He said, I'm really not sure if a guy took a netter not to eat oranges, and he says bray prates, and then he remembers, oh, no, I took a netter. Or he remembers it's tevel. Can you go to a Talmud Chacham in the middle and say, mater my netter? I guess he'll write down what happened, because he can't talk. Or it could be Mafrish, Bepeh, the Chumas, and Maestras. He says, you know, he says he's really not sure. But he says, after thinking about it.
Is there no time period where this just, like, goes away?
Well, we talked about that, about the shtikim. Remember, we said, maybe we'll get to that tomorrow. But let's assume it's close by for now. So Shlomo Zalman said, in his opinion, he felt Hataris Neder, Chumas, and Maestras was really not right. It's not a chelik of the suda. It would constitute a hefsek. Because you do it pamachas l'tamid, you're doing it one time for good. I don't think this is a chelik of the suda, he says. And then he continues and he says, there are some people, I guess, that are big tzaddikim.
So you'd rather be over the nether?
He says that he thinks that this would be a hefsek. Correct.
So you should be over the nether over being a hefsek.
I don't know if he says you should be over the netter, but
it's
he's
not option.
It'll just be a brachal of a tal b'shogeg. It'll be a brachal of a tal b'shogeg. Correct. Okay. That's what he seems to be saying. Correct. That's what he seems to be saying. I don't think he would tell you to be over the netter. I think he would just say, I think so, because it would be b'shogeg. I think that's what he's saying.
Brachal of a tal b'shogeg is definitely better than being over a
netter. Yeah, and that's b'mezid. Correct. But then he writes the following. There are certain tzaddikim that every time Lamaisa they eat, they say a pasuk beforehand, showing appreciation to Hashem. Let's say a guy had a Kabbalah like this, and he ate, he said the bracha, and he remembered what?
That he didn't say the pasuk.
He didn't say the pasuk. What do you do in that case? Can you be mafsik or not? Even if it was Makabal Shvua, he says. So he wants the taina that, again, this is not okay. This is not connected with the Achilu. This is not connected. Look, he doesn't think this is Sarach Suda. He says he think it would be a Hefsik. Let's say even more, he says. Let's say you forgot the Daven. Shki is coming. And you said a bracha of Motzi, and then you haven't brought him and said, whoa, I didn't daven Mincha. Is it usher for him to eat? It's usher to eat also before you daven in that case. What would that be considered? Let's talk about Mincha. We're talking about Mincha, but I hear you. But is this considered a Hefsik? He says yes. The tefillah is a hefsek. The tefillah is vadai considered a hefsek between the bracha and the tima. So he's very, very, he's very machmer in all these things. Even though the Chazon Ish thought it wasn't, he thought, the Shlomo Zalman, that he thought it was a hefsek. It turns out to be a machleis Chazon Ish and a Shlomo Zalman. And the Sefer Orlo Bitzion asks, I really don't understand, Lamaisa, why is this different than Gvil Turi? Why should it be different than Gvil Turi?
So according, specifically by Mincha?
No, it wasn't specifically the davening. Wasn't specifically by Mincha. It's the way davening.
By Mincha, you can say he's relying that you can daven to.
Okay, but let's say it doesn't make a difference to mice. You're not supposed to eat before davening. You're really not supposed to eat unless you have a set minion. Yeah. Meyer, if you have a set minion, 10 o'clock, so you eat dinner before. But you're really not, if you don't have a set minion, you know, Rav Shetler, I don't think, ever has dinner before he davens Meyer. Ever. He might give a shir, come back 11:30, he davens Meyer, and then never doesn't eat. Doesn't eat dinner until Meyer. It's a big chumrah. Most people say if you have a set minion, he's a tzaddik. But listen to this. I want you to get this. This is not a kasha, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. Gvil Turi is connected with the Suda. These things are not connected to the Suda. Tefillah is not connected to the Suda. The Neder is not connected to the Suda. This is just not, he says, not comparable. And therefore, he's very stark about this. Okay? And then the last Nakuda I want you to get on this, he says, if Lamaisa, if they forgot to bring the salt, and he says, bring the salt. Or you know, he forgot to feed the behemoth. And he says, that's not considered to be a hefsek, even though it turns out, Lamai said that it was what? That it was levatala, because it was a mistake. In other words, they brought the what? They brought the salt to the table. He didn't see it. So he said, bring me the salt. But the salt's there. If you do a mistake by that, or feed the animals, and the animals were fed, it's not considered to be a problem. That's considered tzarech hasuda too, halacha lemaisa. Okay, that answers number two. Guys, let's go. Sam, you ready? Let's focus. Focus. Three. What is the din of what is the concept of leis din tzarech pshash? What does that phrase mean? What are you talking about, Rebbe? What am I talking about? It's a Beferish Gemara. What daf? On Mem Amarav. Laced in the truck shash. You got the Lashon. So I believe that means, Lomais, they brought this out. They visited the Reish Galus of the Exile. They brought this bread. He cut it. Where's the salt? He didn't say you cut it before the salt. He says, I don't need it. So what is laced in the truck shash? Rashi says, it means there's no hesitation. You don't have to wait and get the salt because this bread is so good, so tasty and so clean. You don't need salt. You don't need guacamole. It's all good. Yes? You know how that phrase, like, it's all good? Here, literally, it's all good. The bread's good. So the Aruch and the Talmid Rabbein Yonah say that this bread doesn't need melech liftun, and he quotes a pasuk in Iyuv that it's really good stuff, lomaisa. Okay? Yes. He's masking, I'm sorry, no. He quotes, the first pshat is that it's referring to the concept of being clean. The first pshat of the Aruch is not like Rashi. It means the word clean. The first Rashi said it meant what? It meant you don't need have to hesitate because it already has salt on it. What'd you say?
Boshesh is clean.
No. According
to this opinion, you said the Aruch says that the word means clean. What's the word?
No. Rashi says b'shash means hesitation.
Right.
You don't need any hesitation. Then the Aruch and Talmid Rabbi Yonah say that the pas is doesn't need any salt and liftun like the pasuk in Iyuv. That it's considered to be what? It's considered to be clean. That's what the word means.
The word bashash means that the bread
yes.
is clean.
Yes, that's correct. The Aruch Hevi Gam Perish Rashi, Perish Od, Sheish Befarshim Shein Sarach Ikuv, Kikfar Yesh Ba Melek, the Perish of Bashash is a Lashon Liftin. Okay, so they basically got three pshatim. Either it means you don't have to delay and get the salt, number one. Number two is Rashi's pshat that you don't have to what? Number two's pshat is that it's clean. And number three is that what? It itself is what? It itself is liftin. You don't need iku because it already has salt in it. It's like a liftin.
Who says two and three?
The Aruch. Aruch quotes two and three. Okay? The Aruch quotes two and three. So that's what I want you to get these pshat because the Rambam says, if you have in mind lamaisa to eat pascha without salt, it's mutter to say the bracha without bringing it on the table. And the Beis Yosef says in the Kesemish says laced in the tzarek pshash. He's touching pshash like the aruch, which means liftin. Okay, which means liftin. If you don't want to have liftin, gezutter, hey, eat it without. Say the bracha without salt and liftin. Pshash means what? You don't have in mind to eat liftin. So either it means delay, either it means what? It's clean. And what's number three? Liftin. It already has the liftin in it. Yeah, what'd you say?
I thought we have salt by at least by Shabbos because the table's like a shulchan.
Oh, we're going to get to it. Excellent. Yeah. We're going to get to it, Sam. Excellent. But that's three. Very good. Four. That's the very next question. Excellent. Four. What does the Beis Yosef say? Bizman hazeh legabi melech al shulchan. So we said you need melech on the shulchan for Reuven Menachem from the Medrash so that the satan will not what? Will not prosecute us. Okay? And Sam and Nate asked his kasha about Alech was a good kasha.
That's between Hamotzi to the
Achila
or between...
No, that's washing. He said, Yitlu Yudayim. You asked me that yesterday. He said, Yitlu Yudayim. That's talking about from the Tisna by your everyone sitting there. Because no one can talk. So the salt on the table, that protects you. But that's not the Gemara. Remember, we said, don't fuse that Gemara. Yeah. Please don't confuse the Gemara. Now, Sam brings up this, the Beis Yosef. Sam was Mechavi the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef quotes from the Shiboli Alek that our Shulchan is like a Mizbeach. And the eating is like a korban. Wow. And what does it say by Mizbeach? Al-Koro korbanecha takriv melech. So the Magen Rambam says the mitzvah puts salt on the table. And the Mekubalim do what? Did you notice that I dipped it in three times? The Mekubalim dip it in three times in the salt. I did that. Did you notice that? I could. What did you say? I did it three times. Sometimes I make a mistake, do it four times, but I think it's three. I think I did three. Okay, you ready? Please get that. What'd you say? The Mekubalim say you dip it in three times. The Mekubalim say you dip it in three times. That's the thing. Okay. Oh, you got this? Okay, you got this? Please get it. All right, we got this good? We were bothered by Rashi, why Rashi had to quote this pasuk. Remember he quoted a pasuk? Where was the pasuk? It shoved him. Why didn't he call it the pasuk by Moshe that he hesitated? Boshesh. Remember we asked that, Kasha? The Shlema Mishnoso asked. Why did Rashi quote a pasuk in Navi, not quote the pasuk in Shmos, Lamed Beis, last week's Parsha, right? That he hesitates. The answer is that Boshesh Moshe might mean Boshesh, he came the sixth hour of the day. It's a completely different meaning. Wow. That's what the Gemara says there. Beautiful. That's why I maybe didn't quote it. That's what the Sefer Shlomo Mishnasos means. Okay. What number are we up to? That's three, four, guys. Let's go. Oh, four, it's late. That was four, five. Why do we say by Birkas and Mitzvahs we passing like Rabbi Yehuda and Birkas HaPeres we don't? What are you talking about? Right? What do you mean? What are we talking about, Usher? Because I expect you to know all the Gemaras that we do. What does the Gemara say in Sukkah Mem Vav Vanaf? You have a bunch of mitzvahs in front of you. What do? Rabbi Yehuda says each one needs its own bracha. Chum says Hashikshan al mitzvahs. That's the Rashi we said. The Avner said proved that you say you put on tefillin and chol amoid. Remember I showed you on Shabbos? Right. Didn't I show it to you on Shabbos? Right. Sitzis, tefillin, lulav, and sukkah. That's chol amoid. The guy at the hotel said, Rabbi, you read the Rashi wrong. I said, you read it wrong. Because harbe means three. Don't put the dot after the two. So we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda over there. But when it comes to the birkas nenen, what are we paskin like? Do we say breminei d'shoim? Yes or no?
No.
No, we don't say that in herbs. So why when it comes to birkas mitzvah, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and here we don't. That's the kasha. So what's the answer? Twofold. Number one, we said from the Meiri. Okay. Number one, we said from the Meiri. The Meiri said all parents are one thing. So it's all one thing. We don't paskin like what? We don't paskin like a beauty. We don't break up the different vegetables and things like that. It's all one family. Berakas HaMitzvah, each one is a separate mitzvah, therefore it requires its own bracha. That's the Miri's pshat. Sefer HaMichtam says all parents are one hana. It's all one hana, therefore you don't have to be as specific.
Sefer
HaMichtam. It's a Rishon. That's the Sefer HaMichtam. He says that the parents are all one time, so you don't have to be specific and say Breminei D'Shoim. It's all one Hana. And then the third shot was from the Rabbi Glazer Meir Hurwitz. What does Meir Hurwitz say? He said from the Pasuk is Mashmo, that's talking about mitzvahs. It says Yamas Lanu. What is Yamas Lanu? Hashem should give us as many mitzvahs as possible. That's talking about the Schar of Tzadikim for doing mitzvahs. Since the puzzle talking about mitzvahs, it's mashma that what? Each mitzvah should require its what? Each mitzvah should require its own bracha. So the pasuk is meduyuk that what? The pasuk is meduyuk is talking about mitzvahs. What does it say? You guys remember? Remember I told you that? What's the pasuk? Tein lo what? Baruch Hashem yom yom. Yamas lanu. Hakel Yeshua senu sela. What's Baruch Hashem yom yom? Mas lanu. Hakel Yeshua senu sela mean? What is Yamas Lanu referring to? Yamas Lanu is referring to what? Mitzvahs. So therefore it's Meduyuk, the Pasuk is Meduyuk, that's like who? It's like Rabbi Yehuda. This is the Shita of Rabbi Elazar Meir Hurwitz. So the Pasuk is Meduyuk that we should hold like who? Rabbi Yehuda. Not by Birkas Nenen. Birkas Nenen Drobana. Pasuk not talking about Brachas. Fine. Then that's number five. Number six. Guys, I want you to remember this. I stress this in Shir. That Bereimin and Deshoim we don't hold like a Buddha, but the very next mission we do hold like a Buddha. What is that? Why do we need to say that the Allah is not like a Buddha, right? When we say Yachid B'makom Rabin, right? Why do we need to say Allah is not like a Buddha by Bereimin and Deshoim? What I just said to you, don't get confused. We didn't get up to that question. The very next Mishnah, which says that you say on Brei Pri Adam or Yotz on fruit trees, that was Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, because Aramin Elin, that's Rabbi Yehuda. We pass on like Rabbi Yehuda because the Stam Mishnah was like Rabbi Yehuda. But the Rabbi Yehuda we don't pass on like is Brei Minei Deshoim. And why does the Gemara have to go out of its way and say Ain Alach Rabbi Yehuda? What do you mean Ain Alach Ain Yachid Bro Makom Rab?
I thought Stam Mishnah is generally like Rabbi Meir.
You're right, but we said here it's different. We did say you guys you pointed out that very good. But why is the Gemara need to say Ain Alach Rabbi Yehuda? It's a double question. Ein Yachid Barakam Rabin. Please get this down. So we said the following pshatim. Number one, we said from the Pnei Yoshua because the pasuk is mashma like Rabbi Yehuda. The pasuk is mashma. Tein lo main berchosa. Be specific. Be specific when you praise the Eibishter. You should be specific. And when you want to be specific and praise the Eibishter, you should what? You should be specific and what? The pasuk seems to be a raya for Rabbi Yehuda. So we need to go out of our way and say what? That's what the Rishon LeZion says too. That's where Abzeru went out of his way and said, Lach Zlach Lach Yehuda, even though normally Ein Alach Lach Rabim. Because Yidl Maisa, don't make a mistake and say, oh, since we said the Tamar of Yehuda, maybe the Allah is like him. Number one, it's a good tam. Number two, the fact that the Gemara gave the tam, maybe it's trying to say, go like who? Go like Rabbi Yehuda. Kamash malan not. Whose answer is that? That's the Pnei Yehoshua and Rishon LeZion and the Mitzpeis. Mitzpeis says the same thing. L'maisim. Sure. The pasuk is mashma. The fact that the Gemara said a pasuk seems to say maybe the Gemara is leaning to Rabbi Yehuda. That's number one. Okay. And number two, L'maisa, is that the pasuk is what? Is very mistaber like Rabbi Yehuda. Tein lo mein rechosa. Be specific. So the fact that the Gemara gives them time of Rebbe Yehuda, and the it's very mistabir, we need to offset that and say, ain't alach Rebbe Yehuda. Okay, then we had one other pshat from Blazimir Hurwitz, which I thought was also beautiful. Blazimir Hurwitz was one of the Gedolei Ador. There were three Gedolei when Reb Chaim started saying Shir. He married the Netziv's granddaughter. When he started saying Shir in the Yeshiva of Elazar, he had a whole new derech. And people were a little bit hesitant of it. So they decided after the three gedolim come to a shir of Reb Chaim and let them make a decision whether he could continue.
What was his
dad? One of the three gedolim was Reb Elazar Meir Hurwitz. He's in the back of all the shasas. Like, he was one of the three gedolim.
Like, go test him?
Not test him. They sat in the shir and they thought if his style was acceptable or not. His style was chakiris and nafkaminis. Lumdus of different approaches in the din. And you know what? He gave a fantastic shir in Anya Vomis. In the middle of the shir, he sat down. He said, my whole shtickle tire, I just realized, against the Ram, the Pirish Rishnayas. This was the test shir. Can you imagine this? And they all said, since he's so intellectually honest, he's the man. And he can continue with his derech. Amazing, no? Amazing.
Who are the other two?
I think one was Rabbi Isaac Chaver, and I forgot the third. I got the third. Okay, but he's in the back of all the shasas. So what does Reb Elazar Meir Hurwitz say? Listen to what he says. He says, since we paskin like Reb Yehuda by Birkas HaMitzvahs on Sukkah Mem Vav, I would think we also paskin like him in Birkas Nenin. Even though Sukkah is after Brachas. But he says, we already have evidence like this. He says, since we paskin like Reb Yehuda, I would think also we paskin like him in Birkas Nenin. Kamashman, we need to say not that way. Very interesting, though.
Is your Chaim, what are you talking about? I'm sorry.
The Rav's grandfather.
Wait, what?
No, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik.
No,
in the Volozhin Yeshiva.
Oh, I did not have
the Yeshiva Volozhin, the Rosh Yeshiva was the Netziv. Reb Chaim married his granddaughter and became a Rebbe there, a Ram. And he started saying beautiful Shiurim. But the people were saying, oh, maybe it's a new Derech. You know, it's
one of the Rosh Yeshiva of Mir, one of the
Blazer
Yudel sons.
The Blazer Yudel, yeah, no.
He said once, when I was reading a biography of Rav Nosinsky, he said that out of all the, when he gets to Gan Eden, out of every gadol who's ever lived or whatever, he's going to choose to hear from Reb Chaim Brisker.
Okay. Reb Chaim Yudel, yeah. Reb Chaim Yudel. They say when he would wake up in the morning, he would hug a shas. He would go like this to the shas, because he was so appreciative of the ability to learn shas. Reb Elazar Yudel. Yes. Go ahead, Nate. Real quick, guys. We're behind. Go ahead.
We had this question already by maybe the Kohler, and we had completely different answers. We talked about how.
No. You're mixing it up, Lomites. We're going to get to that tomorrow. I don't think we'll get to it today. No. We didn't get to the Stam Mishnah. That's what I'm saying. The Stam Mishnah next. We hold like Reb Yehuda.
Right.
About Reb Yehuda.
Sometimes Reb Yehuda has people backing him up. And that there's not quoted, so it's not really a Yahweh was robbing, so why did that not be here?
Well, why don't we say that here, you mean? No, we let's wait till we get to there. We're going to get up to that. That's referring to the Stam Mishnah.
Well, why can't we apply that here?
Because we don't know there's any evidence. That's when you have a Stam Mishnah. No, we did, because it's a Stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah might be other Tanoim agree that. When Rabbi HaKadosh wrote it, we said. When Rabbi HaKadosh wrote it in a Stam way, that was with the background that other Tanoim held of it. That was different, because that was a Stam Mishnah. Right, that was a Stam Mishnah, correct. Okay, now let's get to number, that was six. Seven, guys. Ready? Where are we up to? Seven. What's the reason why Birchas Ha'ilin Brei Pri Adam Yotzeh? Give the whole Mahalach. You ready? Remember we said this over? Who is it from? One of the great Gedolim, who is based on Talmud. The Rosh Yeshiva based on Talmud. He was in the Mir in Shanghai, but he was a Rosh Yeshiva based on Talmud. Who? Reb Leib. Remember I said Reb Leib? Reb Leib Malin. Zatzal, the great Gaon. Remember, I first learned Reb Lehi Malin with one of my Rebbeim in Shalbim many years ago, B'chavrusa. Reb Lehi, he introduced me to Chavrusa Rebari Lehi Malin. He's a great Gaon. He died in 1962. One of the guys looked it up, remember? I think Sam, you looked it up right afterwards in the Google. So one of someone looked it up. He was a Gaon Oilu. Reb Arya Lehi Malin. Reb Leib. Reb Leib. So Reb Leib had the following Chakiru. You got this? Reb Lehi Malin says, why are you Yotze with an orange with Brei Pri Adama? What's the reason for it? What's the reason for it? So he said like this. Please get it. Maybe because the whole vort is to be as specific as possible, like Tesis we learned in Lama Tesim and Aleph. Hayetz is more specific than Adama, but Adama is still good. Just not as specific. Or no! Maybe you could say that Birkas Brei Pri Adama is what? Birkas Brei Pri Hayetz Poteris Pri Adama. Yes? Is not because of what? Yes? Masha Birkas Brei Pri Hayetz Poteris Pri Adama. Yeah? Ain't Zem Ishum Shapriates Bichlal Pri Adama. El the Chacham made a takana that you have to mention the unique of the pre, and since the pre-elin is yonek, also from the Adama, Brei Pri Adama works. It's not pshat that what? The first pshat is that it's less specific, so it's good. Not, but the second pshat is that it's right on target, the Chacham made a takana, that the unique of a pre is from the ground, and Brei Pri Adama is appropriate. Not because why it's a less specific and different, it's good, but because it was a separate takana that what if you said Adama on fruit trees, on fruits of oranges, just as good. So we said what's the machlekes? So we said the following. It's a machlekes bavli yushami. Because what does the Mishnah say? What does our Gemara say, the bavli? The Mishnah is according to who? Reb Yudah. Reb Yudah is Ikra Ilan Aru. What does the yushami say? What does the bavli say? The bavli says the bracha is dependent on what? Bikurim, yes? Reb Yudah says maybe v'kore. Yes? Even if the well dries out or even it's cut down, it's maybe v'kore, Reb Yudah. What do the Chachamim say? Maybe v'eino kore, because it's dead. What does Reb Yudah say? Whatever you say by Bikurim, you say by Brachas. Therefore, Brei Pri Adama is good for Brei Pri Hayetz. The Gemara in the Bavli equates what? Bikurim with what? Birkas Nenin. Yes? That's the Bavli. What does the Yushalmi say? The Yushalmi says no. That Brachas is not totally by Bikurim. Even the Chachamim that say by Bikurim, maybe v'eino kore, will say by what? By Brachas, Brei Pri Adama is good. Yes? So plug it in, says Reb Lehi Malin. Plug it in. The Bavli and Yushami are arguing these two approaches that he presented in his Chakiru. The Bavli holds that the Bracha is the Anika. According to the Chachamim, isn't Priates considered to be Pri Adama? Look at the Bikurim. Bikurim, it's maybe Vena Kore. So the Chachamim hold it's maybe Vena Kore because they hold the Ikar Yanika is from what? The tree and not the what? The ground. Therefore, Brei Pri Adama is not good for Brei Pri Hayetz. And therefore, you're not Yotze. Because the takana was what? Because we view it as a separate takana. Whereas the Yushalmi holds what? What does the Yushalmi hold? No, Brei Pri Adama is good for Brei Pri Adama because it also includes, it's just less specific. The Mela, the Ikari Unique is from what? Even though the Ikari Unique is from the ground and from the tree and not from the Adama, nevertheless, it's still considered to be what? Still considered good for Bracha. And therefore, Linen Bikurim, the Ikar Ilan is from not from the Kark, and therefore, if Nixi Ilan not able to say Al Adama. So the Bavli and the Yushalmi are arguing exactly on this Nakuda. Is it an issue of being more specific, and it's not as specific, or is it a special Takana? And Lamaisa, you missed the boat. The special Takana was from the Ilan, not from the Karka. That was the Chiddush we wanted to say from Arya Lib Mal. So where are we up to? We're only up to number what?
Eight.
So we got to do nine, and we got to do more questions. And we got to keep going because Sunday we're going to have the Bechina. Okay? So no matter what, no matter where we finish, so I want you guys to finish yourselves if we don't get.